You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
All right, this is a chat with Lien Bun Hua and Jonathan. Okay, Bun Hua, we'll start with you. This is the first time you're going to conduct the SSO. How does that feel?
Oh, actually, this is the second time I will be conducting
them. Oh, second time?
Yeah, but I just did a concert with them maybe a month ago. It was a kids' concert, and that was a lot of fun. So that was my first contact with them, and this will be the second one. But this will be my Esplanade debut with SSO. So, I mean, obviously, I'm very, very excited. And it is kind of a dream come true in some ways, right? Mm. You know, having seen the SSO since I was a kid and, you know, always imagining someday, when, and especially for a momentous occasion like this, for the 20th anniversary of Esplanade, you know, it's a great honor to be working with them and also working with so many wonderful Singaporean artists.
Right.
For this concert.
Jonathan is giving you the thumbs up over there. Like, is this a thumbs up? A peace sign.
Yeah, peace sign.
Have you always wanted to be a conductor?
No. I guess I started off as a trombonist when I went to Yongsu To Conservatory, where I teach now. And that was kind of... I remember, I think in my first or second year, I had this revelation sitting at the back of the orchestra, because as a trombone player, you sit at the back. There's not a lot of things to play. You can't rest most of the time. And just hanging out with the people in the back row, and I'm thinking, this is exactly where I want to be. So somehow, in the following 2 to 3 years, that became completely, you know, turned upside down. And then the conducting bug bit me, and I guess, you know, one thing led to another.
So when the conducting bug bit you, right, you must have had like dabbled in it, or you were, you know, forced into the front line or something like that. How did that start? I mean, how did the conducting bug bite?
The funny
on
thing
what occasion?
Is, maybe it was not a specific occasion. The thing that kind of took me into conducting was actually chamber music.
Right.
I was playing in the brass quintet, and it was a good group, and we had a lot of fun together. But somehow in rehearsals, I don't know if I'm the most vocal person, but somehow I've been like leading rehearsals and trying to get everybody on the same page. And I guess in some ways, like, conducting is really an expansion of, like, you know, how you rehearse in a chamber group. And so that got me interested. And on top of that, I mean, the repertoire, it's just such, it's just endless. It's so much.
You've got
great
natural
music.
Leadership qualities. Just say it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm satisfied now. Let's move on. Okay, let's talk about the program for Saturday. You are starting with this exciting overture by Grażyna Bacewicz, which is not like really a household name when you talk about Polish composers.
Right.
So can you tell us more about her and her music?
Right. So the funny thing is, I used to work in Poland for 2 years.
Right.
I used to work in the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. And Bacewicz, she was actually the concertmaster of, we call it Nospra, the Polish name of this orchestra. She used to be the concertmaster there before she left to teach in this city called Łódź, which is... It sounds Łódź, but when you see the spelling, it's L-O-D-Z, but L with,
yes,
like, you know, yeah.
Yes, the stroke of, in
the
between.
Stroke, yes.
Yeah.
The reason why I wanted to program Bacewicz is because it's also about representation. I think this is a kind of a topic that is increasingly important. And on top of that, this overture has been performed or will be performed by, you know, I think New York Phil. I've remember seeing it, and also with British orchestras. So it's getting, her name is you know, you start seeing a lot of her name these days, in comparison to, you know, obviously there are, you know, great Polish composers as well that I love particularly. But I thought for this occasion, something festive and something that has in its DNA, this short, short, short long motif, you know, which you're all very familiar with from Beethoven's Fifth, and kind of this victory sign. Because this piece was written, I believe, in 1943, during kind of the height of the Second World War. And she wrote this kind of in defiance and also at the same time, kind of there's this hopefulness in it. This is rigorousness and optimism about it. And I thought, you know, kind of reflecting upon today, these days coming out of COVID and all that, I thought this would be a really apt piece to kind of kickstart the concert. And yeah.
I think it should be played more often because it's such an exciting start to the concert, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a very exciting book. Like it's something is being anticipated in this overture. Now, in another work for the evening, you're going to conduct the Mendelssohn Violin and Piano Concerto with Abigail Sin and Lo Jun Hong. These two are like the names in chamber music when it comes to chamber music in Singapore. Have you worked with them before?
I don't think directly. We haven't worked together in this concerto setting, so this will be the first time for me and them. But as you mentioned, I've been to a couple of their wonderful shows, Modern Music Chamber series, and you know they're just phenomenal musicians.
Yeah,
and so it's going to be a thrill working with them.
Wonderful. And this work that Mendelssohn wrote, I think he was 14, I believe, when he wrote this work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think what's really interesting is this piece is usually performed in the string orchestral version, or even the chamber version as well, where you know they just do single strings. So what SSO will be playing this time around for Illuminations is an orchestral version. And the interesting thing about the orchestral version is Mendelssohn wrote the wind parts, but he didn't publish it together. So the wind parts were written separately. They were found in a library somewhere, and I think the editors kind of pieced it together. It might also be possible that this was not performed in this formation. There was another performance of the Mendelssohn, I believe, after it was written, with Mendelssohn and his teacher who premiered the piece playing as soloist. And in that second performance, there was no written source whether that was the string orchestra version or the complete orchestra version. But he did write the wind parts down, and I believe now working through the piece, it really adds another dimension to the piece. And because in the string orchestral parts, there are some places where it seems a little bit empty, and somehow Mendelssohn has kind of filled those holes beautifully with the wind sounds, with timpani and with trumpets. So I think this will be quite an exciting rendition of the Mendelssohn.
That is something of his speciality, writing for winds.
Yes.
Because if you listen to the Midsummer Night's Dream Overture, absolutely, the winds are absolutely magical. Magical. Adds to the entire atmosphere. Turning now to Jonathan. Jonathan, your name is most associated with the Lorong Boys. That's totally fine with you, right?
Yeah.
Why I asked is because, you know, recently you've been striking out on your own as a legit composer in your own right. So you had this switch from being a pianist and you play the guitar as well, right?
Nowhere as close. I mean, the guitar is really just a pastime.
Like on the beach and then you sing songs.
Yeah, on the beach, exactly.
And you do sing, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah. Okay, so was that a natural switch for you to, from a pianist to a composer? Or do you have to think long and hard about it?
So, no, I would say actually I'm still, it's something I'm always thinking about, but I always think of myself as a pianist first. I mean, I love being at the piano.
Okay.
And composition, you know, came from, I think, improvisation. But I think when I sat in studio classes back in the conservatory, I was always listening to, what is Prokofiev doing? Like, why does this work? Or like, I would be taking notes. I have like boatloads of notes, you know, on, the double basses are doing something special here and they're changing the harmonic rhythm, you know. And I feel like my mind was always skewed towards not listening to the performer. So when you ask me, you know, when friends come and ask me, like, what do you think of the performance? I said the composition is really good. Like, I'm always like fascinated by the work itself. Yeah.
And it'll be like, Jonathan didn't say anything about my performance. He only talked about the work.
Yes, generally.
Yeah. Try to get a compliment from him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, you know, it's great. It's great. Your composition Illuminations that's written for this. Okay, how did the commission come about? And when you did get the commission, how did you feel about it?
So this is commissioned by Esplanade. And Punyu, my co-composer, and I were both commissioned on this piece together. And you know, co-composing is always such an interesting thing. Look at it like co-parenting. I mean, we're both not parents, but...
I know, but it seems like you're giving birth to some child.
Exactly.
And of course, there will be a lot of clashes. Do you have a lot of clashes with Punyu?
Oh,
tell us.
I'm glad I'm giving all the tea.
Yes, spill the tea.
Well, you know, the great thing about us is that I think we've come out stronger friends from this. That sounds like
that's
I'm saying
positive.
A lot. Yeah, that's positive.
Positive. This is one of those positive thinking books that you can write. Besides publishing your notes on orchestration.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But
we'll come to that later. Yeah.
Punyu and I we've been friends for a long time. So we know how we've played each other's pieces. He's played, you know, some of my organ works I've written for him, and he's played some of my piano works. And I think that helps because we both understand, you know, the way we move individually because we're very different composers. We're very different, I think, musicians as well in a good way because I think we bring our own perspectives onto the table. But all that said, I'm very proud of what we've put together. And I'm very excited for this, for next Saturday.
No, we're excited to hear it too because, you know, it's written for quite... strong forces, I would say. There's orchestra, there's a chorus involved, and then there's an organ as well.
Yeah. I mean, there are three choruses, actually. So
thank you.
It's going to be...
I missed out the other two. Three choruses.
Three choruses. Okay. And it's quite a... We wrote the text. So three movements of have text in them, and they were inspired by, you know, Singaporean poets, and they were also inspired by... you know, poets from outside of here. But it's quite a dramatic work in the sense that there is the fourth movement, Iridescent. There's a lot of play and fun and, you know, children interacting with their parents in the choir sense.
Okay.
So it's going to be, quite dramatic.
It's going to be an illumination.
I suppose we'll see.
There's something about this commission. Like, did you have to, because the Esplanade commissioned it, right? Obviously, they're celebrating the anniversary. Mm-hmm. So did they give you like a brief of what they want, or they just said to you, we're going to leave it to you to do whatever you want?
So I'm very grateful because there was that sort of feeling like, you do you. You know, you do the...
Oh, okay.
You be you.
You have the freedom to
do
whatever you want.
They did give us a theme, which is keeping the light. Keeping the lights on, and so during that period when I started writing, we started working in May, and we were feeling like at least I was thinking like, oh, there's a lot of without physics there'll be no music. So I was thinking a lot about light and how light works, and in this piece I present sort of seven ways of the way that light manifests itself, you know.
Wow.
So the first movement we have flicker, and then the next movement we have coruscating, you know, and then we have iridescent, shimmering, aurora. So there's all these facets of how light works. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there's the history and architecture of Esplanade that I was thinking about when I was writing this. The first words you're going to hear is break the earth and shatter sky, you know, which is really about how Esplanade was hewn out of, you know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's so momentous.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Esplanade has wonderfully given us the forces to sort of match that. That sort of dramatic music that we've written. Yeah.
Wow. Was it a challenge to write the piece? Or it's a piece of cake. I did it in 2 hours.
I'm very happy, taking the task on for both of us.
So it was a process.
It was a process. I mean, I spent some, you know, hours at Esplanade and just walking and just breathing in the space.
Wow.
You know, and I mean...
It's like method composing. Method acting.
Yes.
Method composing, right?
Yes. I've never heard that, but basically being at... in situ, yeah?
Yeah.
You're being there and you're like, wow. This is the smell, you know, this is the...
Wow.
This is the smell of the concert hall. I think that all that came into the work itself. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you have to take a look at the score, Bunhua.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about it. Your honest opinion. Jonathan isn't listening right now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but it's great because I think... Even before this commission, we've been working together.
Oh yeah, I love it.
And we've been kind of geeking up about music together, which mm-hmm. I think was a really fun part,
yes.
where we just kind of show each other music that we've discovered. Like, my God, this is so amazing, the orchestration, whatever. And I think that process of loving music and loving different aspects of it and discovering it, I think that really. When I looked at this piece, I can see so many different things that we, you know, conversations that we had, mm-hmm. and there are influences from different places, but at the same time also, I mean, there's something uniquely John and uniquely Punyu about it. As John has mentioned, this piece has 7 movements, and I think it's being divided quite nicely. So the second, fourth and the sixth movements are choral movements. The third movement is a bit of an organ feature, and the fifth movement is kind of a piano feature for both Punyu and John. And I believe this was part of the commission. The commission was that you guys have to write yourself into the piece, which is fantastic. And then the last movement is just for orchestra, but it's kind of like this big recap of everything that has happened before. Yeah, I mean, it's really looking forward to it. And
so are we. I mean, you know, listening to you describe the work, we can't wait to hear it. We can't wait to hear the premiere of this work. And thank you so much for being here this morning. Really, I took you out of bed. I hope it's all worth it. Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. Aha, it must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you then.